Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoin on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. All in the park,
playing games. I'll tell you what, if this is not the best schnooks in town, I don't know what is. We're at the schnooks in O'Fallon, Illinois, where they have this incredible smoker outside, and these ribs are just unbelievable. Cam Jansen's going to do some serious damage, I bet, to these ribs a little bit later, and their brats are homemade, their donuts are legendary.
What's the over-under on Charlie's arrival and when he starts to pick at the food?
Oh, Marlo, is he here today?
I believe Charlie Marlo is supposed to be here as well with Cam. And by the way, you forgot to mention the most important program that's on the slate today here at Schnucks. That's 590 Baseball from 1 to 2.
1 to 2, you will be hosting with?
Jim Huer. This is all just a warm-up. This is all these hours a warm-up to 1.
We're kind of like the JV.
Yes.
The junior varsity.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. Dr. Michael Jones is in this area. He practices on both sides of the river, but he's with Quantum on this side of the river. 855-260-EYES. Longtime friend of the show. Practices complete eye care in the metro area. Works out with Doug Armstrong, too. Doug brought the Stanley Cup trophy to their workout facility in Creve Coeur. Dr. Jones is known for his LASIK surgery, where the eyes can be fixed in about 12 seconds. Professor at SLU, does a little bit of everything. 855-260-EYES, one of the great eye surgeons in the country, Dr. Michael Jones. Time for Five for Frank?
Let's do Five for Frank.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's Five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution, just 45 miles from St. Louis.
Frank, give me your Western Conference favorite today. After what happened with the Russell Westbrook deal to Houston, who's representing the West in the NBA Finals?
I still think it's the Clippers because of chemistry and age. I mean, one day LeBron James is going to get old. It may not be next year. But I like the combo of Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, two unselfish players in the primes of their career. In Houston, even though they're friends, I don't know about the chemistry because of the usage rate of Harden and Westbrook. LeBron could get old. Denver, maybe in a year or so. But I still like the Clippers with Doc on the bench and Jerry West in the front office.
One of the news from yesterday, John Mozeliak speaking at the at Busch Stadium, kind of giving an update on injured players. One of the more unfortunate bits of news is that a throwing session for Alex Reyes did not go as planned, intimating he might be out as long as another month, possibly. Over under 5.5 major league innings for Alex Reyes between now and the end of the season.
Let's see. Okay, so he doesn't pitch in July. He pitches in mid-August. I'll say above 5 innings, but I wouldn't say above 20 innings. Yeah. And you remember, you know, the commish, and I guess it was Rob Raines, many of the people we've had on, said, well, you know, Alex Reyes is going to pitch with the Cardinals this season. He may not. And if he does, it's going to be under 20 innings, and he's not going to be a factor. He will not be a factor this season, I don't think.
That's so sad, too.
Yeah, it is.
He has the ability. Frank, your Lance Lynn, last night, you threw 110 pitches in a win against the Houston Astros. 103 of those were fastballs. In this age of diversifying your pitching portfolio, you need the curveball, you need the slider, you need the changeup. You've been effectively the same pitcher since you were brought up in 2011. What is your secret?
I get my fastball over the plate, and I'm not afraid to throw it at any time. That's the reason I'm 12-4. Who would have thought Lance Lynn would be 12-4? And he's got to be thinking, too, why did the Cardinals give Mike Leake all that money? And what about me? How about a little something for the effort? I'm the guy who helped you win a lot of significant games, and he got all the money, and I have to go year to year?
First year of a three-year deal with the Texas Rangers for Lynn, too. 3 years, $30 million. So they got pretty good value on that deal.
Yeah, they did. That's awesome.
Frank, you are the
mayor. By the way, the Marlowe factory, it was 16 seconds.
Yeah, you got a beer sample first from there's a Lyman Kugel sampling. So, not an alcohol. It was a sample, not a full bottle. Frank, you are the mayor of Oklahoma City, David Holt. You tweeted out on June 30th the following. If you ask me, a quiet free agency is a blessing when you've still got an MVP and an MVP finalist on your roster. Presuming better health, a second full year, of this dynamic, Paul George and Russell Westbrook, they're photoed on the tweet. The return of Robertson plus renewed league parity, I like our squad just fine, and in the hashtag, good to be a Thunder.
Wow.
What are you thinking What are you thinking today?
When did he do that?
This was on June 30th.
Oh, my gosh.
What are your thoughts now that the Thunder have no one and a whole lot of first-round draft picks over the next 7 or 8 years?
And the all-star they have on their roster will be actually playing in Miami next season. That is just brutal. How about just think of the amount of talent from Durant to Harden to Westbrook to George to Ibaka all on one team, and now they're all gone. You know, these draft choices they have, big deal. It's not like, you know, guys picked, you know, 20 through 30 in the draft are going to become, you know, top 10 players in the league. That's just sad. Oladipo's another one. Yeah, you're right. That's just insane. Wow.
All right, that's, number five for Frank. This is a personal one. My wife is going out of town starting on Monday. I'll be home alone for like a week and a half. What do I do?
Block of cheese in your underwear like Costanza?
What's the go-to thing when you're home alone for like 9 days?
You got to get a show. You got to do some binge watching. You got to find a new show. Maybe something that's a little more risque or a little too violent that your wife wouldn't like that you can watch alone. Because let's face it, some of the shows we choose are because of our wives, so we can watch them together. Chuck, put that thing on. Or he's going to ask for overtime. He's an aft member, so if he works a few extra minutes.
Hi, Chuck.
Start the clock.
Charlie's going to walk off the Cam Show at 12:46 now.
How about this spread?
I know.
This is great stuff. Bratwurst, unbelievable. I got to try the ribs. What was that I just ate?
Rib tips?
Rib tips?
Yeah.
Really
very good.
Good.
The brats are good.
That's a typical male question. What was that I just ate?
I just know it was very good.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, these brats are so good. I love their barbecue sauce, too. Everything is homemade here, yeah. Have you done The Handmaid's Tale?
No, we don't have Hulu.
You can get the 30-day free trial.
Okay.
And you could binge watch. That's perfect.
Okay.
I have to say, I pay for Hulu. I think it's $5.99 a month, and it's only for Handmaid's Tale because it's that good.
Yeah.
That's kind of our new deal. I also like the fact, you know, with Netflix, you can just binge watch. But Hulu, I believe they release them, is it on Wednesdays?
So on Wednesdays for
Handmaid's. You do have to kind of just watch them once a week if you want to, which kind of the old way of watching TV as opposed to just an entire weekend where you waste your entire life watching television.
The only reason I don't like Hulu is they have those commercials inside for Handmaid's Tale. It's like every 12 minutes there's a commercial. I hate that.
They do. And they're kind of long. They're like 75-second commercials. But, you know,
they're kind of long.
Hold on.
They're a minute 15.
But hold on. My wife and I said exact same thing the other day watching Handmaid's. And I said, you know what, though? It is kind of the perfect time frame, 75 seconds to just go to the bathroom real quick,
yeah,
or
get a drink.
Run to the fridge, get yourself a nice beverage.
Yeah. Who's the woman that plays the starring role in Handmaid's Tale?
Is that Elizabeth Moss?
Yes, yeah. She was in Mad Men.
She was. Yeah. She was excellent in Mad Men.
She really is a great actress. She's probably like just attractive enough, but not too attractive, and she's just the right mix for that role, I think.
I know what you're
saying.
And
they make her look as unattractive as possible.
See, that's the thing. I feel like the whole idea of the show where they're all dressed up in their smocks and their hats, and it's not easy for the handmaids to look really pretty.
Yeah.
But I feel like when they do the flashbacks when she's in her previous life, I bet you that she's a very nice-looking woman.
A little bit more blonde, flowing hair. And yeah, she looks good. And then are you into Big Little Lies?
I've heard of it.
Big Little Lies.
I'm into that.
The dialogue is so vicious. These are like the meanest women I've ever like watched on the big screen. They're just nasty. And they're all stunningly attractive, so it makes it.
So is this Reese Witherspoon?
Yes.
Nicole Kidman?
Okay. Laura Dern?
Yes, Laura Dern, who's very nasty.
And then they make Meryl Streep as unappealing and as unlikable as a human being can be. They give her buck teeth and bad hair and just, she's just terrible.
And this is Netflix?
No, this is HBO.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to check it out.
Yeah. All right, what do we have in terms of text on the program so far?
Splashback saying if you have that much time, catch up on movies instead of television.
I feel like TV's better than movies now. Unless you do the whole, I'm not big into the Marvel comic stuff. I know some people are, and I'd probably like it. I'm not all into it. It seems like the best movies now are the comic book movies, but I feel like the best entertainment now is on TV.
I agree. All the movies are the same now.
The best dramas.
Yeah, you're right. You could see Mo Berg, the spy, but you'd have to go alone since your wife's not there. But maybe you'd see Martin there at the front neck.
I don't have the back, the rear
view
camera.
You know how Martin, all he goes to is the front neck.
Yeah.
He and Kim, that wealthy duo.
Martin up there in the woods, fishing and drinking.
Okay, we were talking about this yesterday and during the 11 o'clock hour. Can you picture Martin, like, baiting a hook and grabbing a fish off it if Carson catches one?
I think he could probably bait a hook. I don't know if he can go advanced past that, but I find it kind of funny because we have different group texts. This has gotten me in trouble in the past when I respond to one and not the other, and then I'm called a jerk. But we usually have a TV group text for what's going on at Fox 2, and then we have the radio one. And Martin has sent me to multiple group texts, I feel like, the same picture of Carson fishing.
Yeah, I got that.
But it's not a new picture.
He's been drinking.
He's sent it like four times.
I'm like,
Martin, this is the same outfit. You sent this Monday. I get it. You're probably sitting there napping, passed out. Can you at least change his shirt so it looks like he's
so you're thinking that this whole outdoor week-long trip has actually been like 15 minutes of him fishing and a bunch of photo ops and then him back to taking a nap and drinking.
Yes. I picture Carson on the dock, Martin set up with a nice lawn chair, cooler right by him, brat in hand, cheese curd right next to him there in Wisconsin. That's what I'm picturing.
What else we got there? Anything interesting?
Someone was try Yellowstone with Kevin Costner. You guys ever watch that show?
That looks good.
Okay.
It's a movie?
No, it's a show, and I've seen the previews, but I have not watched it, but it looked interesting.
Here's a guy that's about to do
Cam
some
Jansen's
serious damage to some ribs, I believe.
Destroy the spread.
How about the machismo
oh,
from 12
my
to
word.
1 now?
Yes.
Myself
yeah.
and Cam Jansen.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
What
we're talking
saying about
pure masculinity with
we're
Charlie
talking
Marlowe.
About testosterone.
A lot of testosterone going on.
Mentality.
He's got a lot of estrogen, too, but there's a lot of
just
testosterone.
Just think how many combined penalty minutes between the two
right.
of them.
Frank, look at him. He should have been a hockey player. I told him this a million times.
But here's what's funny, and I will ask you this on the fly. I'm embarrassed to say. Now, I'm 6'4", 240. My body composition is a little different. You're 6 what?
4.
And what?
About 200.
Oh, okay.
No,
jeez.
I'm 6 foot 220.
Okay. I was going to say, just a little bit different structure.
I'd be still
there.
Playing in NHL if I was 6'4". Put it that way. You should have been a hockey player. That's the bottom line. You would have been a big, tough defenseman with great hair.
Okay.
Okay, like a not a Colton Parayko type. He wouldn't have the skill.
He looks just like Colton Parayko. You would have been Colton Parayko. Look what he's doing right
Can
now.
Can we think of a bigger guy that's not quite as skilled as Parayko that would be?
Yeah, true. Let's see
just
here.
Just a big goon.
Huh, maybe a seventh defenseman somewhere. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
He's doing on a two-way deal.
Two-way up and down. Look, I get it.
How about Delzato?
Delzato. He got there with the cup.
Yeah.
Up in Canada.
He caught up.
Wow.
Yes. All the other Blues were at the ESPYs, so Delzato got his day with the Cup that time.
What would you have done with your day at the Cup with New Jersey?
Frank, I had it all planned out. Oh. I had it all planned out. I was going to take it, of course, to every single place in Eureka, take it to the high school, take it to St. Louis Children's Hospital, too.
Oh, neat.
I would have had limo after limo, and then I would have had a police escort for the limos, and we would have cruised all around and went to the hospitals. I would have probably touched up on every single place in St. Louis that I've been to.
What game in the final? How far did New Jersey got to the finals?
Yes.
And now what game did you lose? Was it seventh?
No, game six. So we were supposed to beat L.A. L.A. came out of nowhere. Remember they were in the eighth seed in 2012. They came. Jonathan Quick just arrived. They had all kinds of – their defensemen were unbelievable. And they beat us two overtime games in a row in Jersey. Two overtime games in a row, and your heart just sinks because you know you're down 0-2 going to L.A. No, thank you.
What, have you talked with Pat what he's going to do? Does he got it all mapped out yet?
No, he does not. What Patty's doing right now is he's hanging out with Anthony. He went down to Florida, did a roller hockey tournament. They won. Anthony
oh,
won.
Him.
Did you see that? And they drank
cool.
Gatorade out of the cup and all that stuff. He's trying to stay away from it, Frank. I went through the same thing in 2011-12. Army didn't sign me. I was looking for a Colin Liu. And I go down the Lake of the Ozarks.
Lou Korak?
No, Lou. Yeah. Lou Korak, can you please help me? Can you make phone calls for me? Thank you, sir. No. I call
Lou Lamoriello.
Yes, and he brought me back. But in between that time period, you think that you're going to get a contract, and all of a sudden you don't. And your agent's like, I'm waiting. It's miserable. So you just have to get your mindset away from everything.
Yeah.
I went to the lake. I partied. I did this. I just got away from things. although it didn't help because, you know, you come out, you go down the lake for 3 days, and you get back, you're like, oh, my God, I'm even more depressed.
But you act like you went to the lake just to get away from it, like you wouldn't have went to the lake anyway.
I was going anyway. I had obligations down there.
Clear his mind and read poetry by the pond.
It was actually to clog his mind.
To clog it. Clog it. Don't make me think of anything else. But it's a tough time. Patty's going to sign somewhere. It might even be with the Blues. I think this might even benefit him. Everything's kind of slowed down a little bit. We'll see where we're at. I know what Army's doing right now. We just have too many guys. And so they need to sign the right guys. If there's a little bit of room, they'll bring Patty back on board. But I think somebody will offer him a two-year deal.
You never know, too. We see guys in the offseason. Wasn't it a couple years back that Patrick Berglund injures himself training in the summer? You never know if somebody for the Blues or another team, all of a sudden something happens, there's an injury, spot opens up.
Absolutely. But we have a million. We have a lot of guys. What are you going to do with Robbie Fabry? You're probably going to give him another shot, see what he could do, see if he could even get to 75% of what he was.
Yeah.
And then you have a viable guy that can go up and down the lineup here and there. Patty's a difficult one, though, because of his style. His style is tough because you have to match him with the right players to complement him. But when he's there and you win faceoffs like Tyler Bozak did, and all of a sudden you have puck possession, you get that thing in the corner, Patty's now he's in his groove. That's his game, and you could be successful doing that. So it all kind of has to come in line. So it's kind of a difficult situation for Pat Maroon right now, but he is a Stanley Cup champion, so who cares?
I asked this question the other day. I was the only one that went my way on the answer. You tell me, who do you think will score more goals next season, Zach Sanford or Robert Thomas? Goals.
That's a great question. Robert Thomas. Mm. Now, here's why. Robert Thomas will be a 30-goal scorer if he works on his shot. Now, you got to look at what happened. What was his injury?
Yeah,
ligament in his wrist. Like, try to shoot a puck when you mess your wrist up. You can't do it. His shot's not great. How many times point-blank opportunities, Frank? We've even talked about this a million times. Oh, my God, score that. Pick that corner. He has to work on his shot. If I'm Robert Thomas this summer, just like Vladimir Tarasenko on his one-timer. Vladdy, if you want to be
you
a threat on the power
that?
Play. Yes, I do.
How can you be this far into your career and not have a one-timer and be so prolific?
Frank, I have a one-timer shot. I scored 3 the other day on a Tuesday mornings. Here's the point. Figure it out. Shoot 70 pucks a day, 100 pucks a day. You have the access. You have the ice. You have your – he probably has a little thing in his basement where he's shooting pucks left and right. Shoot as many pucks as possible. Robert Thomas and Vladdy, hit that one-timer. You need to be a threat on the power play.
See, I think Sanford's going to score more goals than Robert Thomas.
Maybe.
Thomas could have more points. I think Zach Sanford's really has a chance to be a 20-goal scorer.
I think you have, a really intriguing team. You got to think that Vladdy will lead the team in goals. Now, I don't know if he gets to 40, whatever it is, but when you just kind of you ring down all the names, you got to think there's going to be 5, 6, 7 guys that have 15-ish goals, 20 goals.
That's
you're not
going to
have right. You're not going to have the Ovechkin. You're not going to have necessarily a 50, but you're going to have a bunch of productive guys probably score 20-ish goals and what 55-ish.
But you know what?
Points.
Do we have anybody that's making $10 million and above?
No. 7.5.
Yeah.
7.5 is our biggest guy. If Vladdy's making 7.5, what a great deal that is.
And Ryan O'Reilly.
We don't have 14 million. We don't have 12 million. Look at all these guys signing right now. It's unbelievable. They're making so much money. Duchesne, all these guys. So if you have a bunch of guys that score 14 to 20 and then all of a sudden 20 to 30, do you think James Schwartz isn't going to score 11 goals next year? He's going to score 20 goals next year at least. You look at what happened with this team and what they did throughout the playoffs, but sometimes you ignore what happened during the regular season.
Especially at the end when Schwartz and Maroon got hot.
Yes, but Schwartz, he wasn't hot all year.
Yeah.
He tied his goal production in a playoff. Like, look, Schwartz, I love you, and you stepped up in the playoffs. You got to figure out in the regular season, too. We were struggling for a long time, and you were the main culprit because of that. You had ice time, you're penalty killing, you're on power play, and you're not putting the puck in the net. He needs to figure that out next year and be able to produce throughout the whole year.
Good stuff. All right, we got a big 12 o'clock hour coming your way from
Schmucks.
Cam Jansen, Charlie Marlowe with you, and then at 1 o'clock, the show.
Baseball.
Yeah,
really the reason why we're here. Just a warm-up act, the rest of you.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back.